There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours. On the program, we will talk to Drew Butler, former Georgia kicker, and he won the Ray Guy Award, actually, when he was with the Bulldogs. Unfortunate news there is Ray Guy, great guy, by the way, no pun intended. Ray Guy was an awesome dude. Paulie and I each talked to him in our careers, and he was an awesome guy, passing away at the age of 73. But Butler on the big SEC games that we have coming up this weekend. Adam Chernoff in 90 minutes, some additional bets that he likes this week. Jeff Siegel on the Breeders' Cup, and Chuck Edel, professional sports bettor. Back end of today's show, we will begin with the Thursday night football game from last night, Eagles and the Texans. Really, that cover was never in question. The Eagles never actually were covering that game, 13, 13 and a half, or 14, and it landed on 12 yesterday. So the Texans were, in fact, the right side. Tough to win in this league. I mean, even though that had blowout and mismatch written all over it, I think I emphasize that I hate betting double-digit favorites in the NFL. And they won by 12 points. And, you know, in the first half, it was a little dicey. That first drive of the game, right down the field for the Texans to take a 7-0 lead. How about that?
Couldn't believe it. First time it's happened, right? Yeah. Piece of cake. It was easy. And then they were a little sloppy. The turnover, which, again, they'd only have two turnovers on the season coming in. And they missed the 54-yard field goal. But they pull away late. Get the win. Now you enjoy the time off, and you get ready to pound Washington on Monday night.
That's exactly what you do.
Yep.
Divisional foe, though, will not be easy. Washington's defense has been playing better as of late. And, you know, that formula last night, we talked about that very much on the show yesterday. Just run the ball against the Texans. And you saw some of the holes last night by watching the game. I mean, a semi-truck could have driven through some of those holes the Eagles' offensive line were creating. And that's part of the reason why I loved Miles Sanders yesterday. And I bet him with the anytime touchdown at even money. And that got there right away. I also told you that I had a little bit more than pizza money on two touchdowns and pizza money on three touchdowns.
Gainwell touchdown.
It's frustrating, man. Yeah. And I tweeted this out. It's Sanders, Sanders, Sanders all the way down the field to the 1 yard line. And I know this has been kind of the MO with him throughout his career. Yank him out. Get Gainwell in there. Let him score a touchdown. And as I tweeted, is this Miles or Barry? Because the same exact thing, are they related? Like the same exact thing happened in Detroit year after year after year with Barry Sanders. Oh, here's Barry on a, you know, 7-play drive right down the field of the 1 year. Let's get Barry Sanders out and put Tommy Vardell in to see if we can get him a fullback touchdown. Touchdown Tommy.
There you
yeah.
go. It's been too long for a touchdown Tommy reference. Hurts was great again. I think it's going to be a fantastic race for MVP.
So do I.
Between him and Allen. The other thing is Pierce was great. Pierce went off. So this is going to be a hell of a race for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you have a big ticket on Pierce, and I have it a much worse number. But that'll be a great battle. And at DraftKings, he's now the favorite ahead of Walker, if you can believe it. He can still grab plus 330 on Pierce right now. But the other thing, this nice drive to start, and then that was it. It's, you know, the mistake is coming with Mills.
Oh, you do.
Just there's too many turnovers with this guy. He has regressed. And it's unfortunate because the Texans will be in the quarterback business after this year. He is not the answer.
That the pass that was picked off last night, just, I know he's in his second year and young quarterbacks do that, but why are you forcing the ball when, and it's not even close. So, I mean, it looks really, really bad at all, but there's no reason to throw that at all. And if you're, he's in a tough spot. I know he's got the pressure on him, and he was, you know, that was part of the handicap yesterday too, was the Eagles are so good at the front, and that sack prop went over yesterday again for the combined 4.5 sacks. Mm-hmm. He had to lay some juice on it, but it got there last night. But just such an unforced air out of him to throw that right into the Eagles defender, Gardner Johnson, for the easy INT. But also, what you were talking about, I think we can tie in the Eagles schedule here, talking about when their first loss is coming. And Pierce, because he did that on national TV last night, and it was the lone game, so everybody's watching, as you said, now the favorite at one book anyway, DK, to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now Walker needs to come back and match that kind of on Sunday against the Cardinals. But they almost gave him 30 carries last night. So they kept feeding him the ball even when they were down. And I will tell you, there are a couple of teams on the schedule coming up that if they're smart, again, that's the one sort of weakness on this Eagles team is that you can run the ball on them. Well, the Packers can run the ball. Although that look-ahead line, I think, is a little bit too short. What do you see, 4.5 or 5 on the Eagles?
And that was in that range, yeah. Way too much respect for a team that's lost 4 in a row, absolutely.
And I will tell you the team that now, I mean, after watching it last night, really sticks out as a possible loss for Philadelphia. How about Week 13? This is certainly pending the quarterback health there for the Titans. But the way that team can run the football and the way that they're the exact opposite of the Texans. It's very difficult to run the ball on the Titans. Now, you can throw all day long, so maybe Hurts would do that with A.J. Brown and Goddard and Smith, but maybe that Titans matchup, if Tannehill's going to be healthy, would be the one in which, if they're undefeated, they lose the game.
Yeah, yeah. Can they get, I think they can flex by that point, too. So that could be a Sunday night game.
Well, the Sunday night schedule is not good moving forward.
Yeah, they'll flex the hell out of it.
Yes, they are.
With what's coming up. That's a great prop. They'll repost it. If Taylor's healthy, maybe you could give him fits because you don't want to sling it 30 times with Ellinger. You are right how well the Packers ran the ball against Buffalo. But you do have to consider Barkley. But other than that, I would say still they're going to be at home and they're going to do enough offensively. And again, do what they continue to do, which is take the ball away.
Yeah,
great job here. Number one in turnover battle and turnover margin. And a big reason for their success and why they're 8-0 for the first time. I still think it's Dallas. So you talk about the running game and how good. And again, I don't care what Jerry Jones says. They're playing the wrong running back.
Oh, of course they are.
Dallas 16-1 on Christmas Eve. Still could be the first loss for them. But a great story here. And they're going to get the one seed. And that's also a great battle with that prop. Who's going to win the most games in the league, Buffalo or Philly?
Yeah, well, that and also what you said about the MVP race. It's probably down to 3 players right now. But Hurts is right there, in my opinion, with Allen. Has to be. And if they win 15, 16, 17, you know. And here is Jalen Hurts talking after the game last night about being 8-0 at this point.
I mean, I've been 8-0 before and lost the national championship, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just take it day by day, you know what I'm saying? Take it day by day. We haven't accomplished anything yet, you know, and it's a day-by-day thing of us controlling things we can, playing to our standard, and trying to grow every day. I think that's truly what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, they can't afford to really have many losses. I know they have the tiebreaker against the Cowboys.
Yeah, the division is even over. They haven't played the Giants yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sure. And the Cowboys one more time. I mean, so it's like they need to win as many games as possible. Otherwise, I mean, that one seed is gigantic getting that bye week.
Yeah. Tough night in Philly. I mean, because you had this game coming down. It was a close game in the second half. And then you got the World Series. And that's tight, too,
uh-huh.
about what you have if the two TV set up.
So what'd you think last night? I mean, Verlander was not sharp.
No, but he battled. He got through it. You know, all the walks, got out of the bases loaded jam, got the win. Bullpen did a good job. I mean, you tell me before the game they only get three and Thor pitches like that, I'd say, okay, the Phillies are going to win this game.
Yep.
But Thor makes the mistake early on. Altuve hits the double, gets the third on the air, and it's 1-0 before you can crack the first beer. But then Schwarber ties it up, and you think, oh, God, here we go again with Verlander. What is this deal in the World Series? But, you know, he worked out of it, settled down, turned it over to the bullpen. And I know what happened a couple years ago when that kooky World Series, when the road team won every game, and they lost 6-7 at home against the Nats. But now they're a $6 favorite. A little low, too low for I'm surprised with the Game 6 line. I think Valdez will beat Wheeler, and that'll be all she wrote on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. He did get the win, like you said, so that was plus 170.
Yep, that
we
comes in.
Kicked out. He went over his K-prop. So a couple of things we discussed in that game came in, but the one loser definitely was Thor on the prop to go under, the 2.5 Ks. He had two in the first inning. So he battled last night, too. You know, he did not make it easy for the Astros, although they got one right away. And then, I don't know, should Pena be the favorite to win the World Series MVP at this point?
I think so.
I think he probably should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes some sense. The kid's been, you know, scorching hot.
The other thing is that you just see, and it's a great story, but still, it's 106 wins against 87. I mean, so what Philly's up against. Getting hot at the right time, much like the Braves last year. But you just see, and look at the pitching. And the depth.
The pitching is just, I mean, it doesn't matter. The rotation.
Right. Now you got to go with Valdez now and try to stop him.
Think about this for a second. I mean, Verlander is going to win the Cy Young in the American League. He was awesome this year.
Yeah.
And as Matt Vasgersian told us like the other day, Javier is going to be their new ace. Like he's not even right now. He's probably not, the best starting pitcher on the team.
Right. Well, the season Valdez had.
But I was going to say both guys.
Sure, absolutely.
When you realistically look at it right now, let's say that there was one more series after this. Let's say they had to play the Dodgers, right? And they had time to set up their rotation. If you could talk to people like behind closed doors, I think they would say, we got to go Valdez in game one, Javier game two, then Verlander in game three. I think that would be the pecking order right now.
Yep, it didn't work out in the last game, but McCullers has been very good in the postseason as well.
Yeah.
Going back.
So. And it's just, so that rotation is awesome. And then the bullpen. I know the Phillies got one late, and I mean, it was like looking very dicey that they could have tied that game up, but.
How about this guy, one win away from 125,000, just comes in there, a mistake, give me $50 on this, Astros over the Phillies, and now he's in a great position.
Yeah.
Said he knew never hedge, and now if he wants to, he can take 4-1 on the Phillies.
At this point, sure he could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too low, though, right? $1.30. Valdez at home to close it out?
That is a short number on him.
I think they'll get Wheeler.
It is. The Astros are so good.
Enough, yes.
They're very good,
tough
man.
Tough lineup.
Yep. Fall sports in full swing, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest odds, lines, and boosts. And whether you are a football, hockey, basketball, or baseball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions like their Tuesday Hockey First Call Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet and Get, and the Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. It's a whole new game. We'll recap more of last night's betting action up next with Win Some, Lose Some. And Paulie tried to tell you yesterday, the wrong team was favored. That's coming up here. Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Bacardi Spiced Rum, blended with natural flavors and spices for a bold yet smooth taste. Please drink responsibly.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Peña to go deep. 9-1, Schwarber. 4-1. Astros to score in the first inning at Bet Rivers plus 260. Phillies to score in the first inning plus 275. At Bet Rivers, the Eagles to win between 7 and 12 points. That was 4-1. Halftime, full time, much like soccer. Tie Eagles 15-1.
Okay.
That's a big boy there. First score of the game. Touchdown Texans 4-1. Gainwell anytime touchdown plus 330. 2-point conversion. Plus 230. Successful. That comes in. Share the story of first touchdown of the game. Never heard of this guy.
Yeah, neither had I. So he was, I'll tell you what it was like here at Circa, because Chris Bennett, who does all the numbers, he tries to post every single player or as many guys on the active roster. So he waits until game day to put up the odds. He was searching, and that kid was not even listed on the active roster in the morning when he posted the odds. So he was part of the field at 16-1. Had he been listed as an active player last night, I know how he posts the odds here. He probably would have been 150 or 200-1 because he had guys in that range last night.
Sure. Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and the tweets. My guy Jordan cannot stand the nail trim. And here is this guy. The Oscar goes to getting ready for the nail trim and then getting close, ready to trim it. And super slow-mo, he falls down and faints. I can't. The acting here is off the charts by the dog. But he don't touch the pot. Don't touch the nail. They at the doggy daycare, they gave up with Jordan.
They did.
They said, we can't do it. He won't go for it.
So is he always like yanking the paw? And then does he yelp at once?
Yes. He'll howl. Okay. Too. It's like, don't touch the paw. Absolutely. How about the dog mailman? Every single day you have this. Wagging the tail, got the little outfit on. Here comes the mailman. Jumps up on him, and then give me that. grabs the mail, and then off.
Oh, you forgot one, buddy.
Right. Off they go, and then bringing it back to the owners, take it back to the house. There you go. Well-trained, smart, every single day. There you go. I got it. You don't have to put it in there.
Look at his
tail. I'll bring the mail back. Sure, absolutely. Get excited for that stuff, too. Cat imitation? Look at this. Monkey see, monkey do. Licking the paw, rubbing the face. Back to the paw. Look at that. It's uncanny. It's like looking in the mirror, both of them.
It makes me want to get a kitten, huh?
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yep. One lose, some. You nailed it. I didn't understand it. App State, pick up the three. Misleading score, too. Got beat by Coastal Carolina, who should make the Fun Belt title game.
Yeah, not only that, but Coastal Carolina's outstanding quarterback, Grayson McCall, he left the game for a little while, got hurt.
Yeah.
And that was a mismatch. You're right. That was a misleading score. They were easily the best team last night.
Uh-huh. This was sent in from Follow the Money Army. Guy went on a cruise. And look what he had to encounter. Look at this. The bare feet. I'm on a cruise last week. sitting at the sports bar watching the game. The guy sitting next to me, I had to move. I mean, this is a guy. No, just takes his barefoot. He's got his takes the shoes off, the no socks, and
overall though, we need a ruling on bare feet people, however you want to say it, on a cruise. Is it acceptable? I say probably yes, but not at a sports bar.
Right. Yeah.
Not a sport. No, come on, man.
No, right. Let me throw this in there too from Chris Felica. Army and Air Force Saturday, the early game, 23. Of the last 26 meetings between service academies have gone under. There's a push in there, too. So it's 23-2-1.
Are you going under?
Yeah, 40's too high. Yeah, absolutely.
It's ticking down a little bit. I do see a 39.5, a couple of those out there right now.
Okay. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Please drink responsibly. Well, surreal piece of theater yesterday. I would say I hope it appears we're done with this and we can move on, but that's not going to be the case with Kyrie. Suspended by the Nets, finally came out with imagine you can't say, and they beg you, and they expect you to say, I'm sorry. And they also say, when someone says, are you an anti-Semite? What's the reaction? No, get out. I mean, someone calls you a racist. Someone calls you, right, it's like this cheating scandal in Major League Baseball when Canseco was accusing all those guys too of, you should be screaming holy hell from the mountaintops.
Right.
I have never cheated. I don't do that. Right? And he can't say I'm sorry, and he can't
Paul,
say that press conference, and then the Nets PR guy had to step in and shut it down.
Right.
This guy is the biggest pain in the ass. And to think you have the Kyrie debacle, you fired the coach, and this is not getting any attention because of Kyrie. Ben Simmons sucks. He's been terrible. We're not even 10 games in.
Yeah. The whole narrative with Ben Simmons to me again. I've been trying to warn people. He's not a good basketball player.
No.
Can we stop even mentioning his name? I don't know why people think that he's going to be come over to Brooklyn and be the savior.
Oh, it's been said by many, too. He's completely delusional. That interview we did with J.J. Redick about I'm good and I do all this and I do... You can't shoot. You refuse to shoot. Now your defense stinks.
Yeah, no, I don't want him on my team.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. I do not want Ben Simmons on my team, and Kyrie Irving's a bigger headache than that. And here is a little bit... And see, here's the thing. It took him... You can't do what you did in the world that we live in right now. Ever, I mean, you can't think. Use your head for a second.
If there's one thing, I'm sorry, but I was going to say
you never put it this way. We talked about Halloween last week.
Okay, yes.
I brought this up off the air to you yesterday.
Right. Dahmer.
You said
eBay stopped selling the Dahmer.
You said you think a lot of people are going to go as Dahmer. I wanted to say on the air, but I didn't. I wanted to say at least people aren't going to go as Hitler. And guess what? This made national news during Halloween week. There was some jackass in the New York area who went to a bar, thought it was funny. He dressed up as Hitler. And how do you think the crowd inside that bar reacted? He lasted a couple of seconds, and everybody, good for them, good for the entire bar, they forced the guy to leave because he was going to catch an ass whooping. And I thought, you know, whatever, it's creative, right? Everybody's like, get out of here, you idiot. What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't, it's so obvious, you're brain dead. Why would you do this? And so it took him all week to actually say, I'm sorry.
There's one thing we should all agree on, that there's no references or mentions of Hitler or the denying the Holocaust.
Right.
And that's what's, and he doesn't understand. He contradicts himself every 2 seconds. What platform? Oh, I have a big platform. What's the word? Promoting it by tweeting it and putting it up there.
Of course.
Some people have said this as well. Maybe he didn't even... He had an out. I didn't watch it. There are people who say willing to bet all they have that he never even watched the damn thing, which is over 3 hours.
Well, here's the thing.
I can't stand this guy. I can't stand him.
By the way, so the biggest news story to me on this is with the gambling odds.
Oh, absolutely.
To tie it into this, they were, earlier in the week when we kicked this around, they were -$6 to make the playoffs. It was around +450 to miss. This morning, I'm looking at the yes to make is -340, the no is +260. Is there maybe still some value on the +260 to miss?
Oh, flat out waving him is in play. Just saying, I can't do this anymore. The other thing is, he can rule out a trade. That's gone now.
Well, could Durant go back to management and say,
yes,
that's
look,
we need to revisit this.
Yeah.
And shame on Kevin Durant for getting involved with this guy anyway.
All time?
That's one of the worst things you're ever going
to
see.
I'm leaving Curry to play with this guy.
Yep, I like him. We talked at the Olympics. He makes a lot of sense to me. Here's Kyrie Irving this week when he was being asked about his anti-Semitic beliefs.
You have any anti-Semitic beliefs? Again, I'm going to repeat. I don't know how the label becomes justified because you guys ask me the same questions over and over again. But this is not going to turn into a spin-around cycle of questions upon questions. I told you guys how I felt. I respect all walks of life and embrace all walks of life. That's where I sit.
I think what people want to hear, though, is just a yes or no on that question. Yes or no.
I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from.
He also said at one point, I didn't make the movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's like classic.
Our producer, Dustin, had a great tweet. Yeah. He's something about being over, you know, he's like, hey, might be a little bit overweight, I think is what Dustin said. And he goes, I didn't create donuts. I didn't invent donuts. I'm pissed off at the person. That's their fault, right? For creating that actual delicious treat.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, when it comes down to how many people knew the thing actually existed before he tweeted? I had no idea. I had never heard of this thing. I don't pay attention to that.
Good job by Nick Friedell.
I don't seek it out. Yeah, Friedell's been all over
and
this.
And what he did the last time, how uncomfortable it was over the weekend. He's right. So, yes, no question. And then they are the commissioner, the Nets owner, and the Nets organization are expecting, I'm sorry, and it never comes.
No.
And they're giving him every chance, and he won't do it.
No, took all week.
Chris Russo had a great point, the Hall of Famer now. And it's never right, but it's one thing where if it's like the middle of Kansas City, this is Brooklyn where he's doing this.
Yeah,
think about that.
Their updated win total, by the way, was shop around 44.5 or 45.5. They're going to win 46 games?
Oh, come on. Come on. It's an unmitigated disaster. And then to top it, to put the cherry on the sundae, they're going to hire a guy who was suspended for the whole year and the Celtics wanted nothing to do with him. Is their head coach?
Yeah, things are going well.
What's going on? What are the Nets doing?
Yeah. We thought, think about how bad you thought it could go for the Nets a month and a half ago. It's way worse.
It's not even close.
Than what you thought rock bottom was going to be.
What's going to happen when he challenges the guy, too, and calls him out?
Up next, we'll tell you about a post-bye week angle in the NFL that's 62% over 140 plays since 1999.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Jeff Siegel coming up. Sign up to bet the Breeders' Cup with horse racing's number one app. First bet, get a $10 free bet plus 100% match of your first deposit up to $200. Promo code HORSE200 to claim your offer. Breeders' Cup picks and insights on VSiN.com, brought to you by First Bet. VSiN.com/horses for details. Get their Breeders' Cup wager guide, which is free. VSiN.com/horses.
It is a massive week in college football, specifically the SEC. Two absolute marquee matchups that I can't wait to watch this weekend. And a friend of the show and former Georgia kicker, now the host of the Punt and Pass podcast, Drew Butler, joins the program. Good morning, Drew. How are you today?
Great, guys. How are y'all? Glad to be back on. Huge weekend here in Georgia for sure.
It is.
Yep.
Before we get into those games, I must point out that you do have an entry in the Circa Millions contest out here. Five picks against the spread every single week. And your entry is 27-13. I mean, that is an outstanding start. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're at the midway point, basically, my friend. Great job.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, Clint Bowling, former NFL offensive lineman, and I, we've done this for 3 years, and oftentimes we get off to good starts, but this is really when you make your hay. I mean, these stretch of weeks where bye weeks come into play, injuries start coming into play, Thanksgiving a couple of weeks away, you got to hunker down. So we already started to handicap for week 9. We're just excited. It's so much fun, and Circa puts on a great contest.
How about the leaders? 32-8.
Yeah, you have a great record. Your great record. You're in 52nd.
In these quarters, too. I mean, you know, first 3 weeks, 15-0, 14, you know, you're like, how is that even possible? These guys are so good. And hopefully we can just keep chugging along and get a payout. That's what we would just love to accomplish. That'd be so awesome.
Yep, totally agree. Okay, so let's get into your former team hosting this machine that we've watched all year long in Tennessee, the number one team in the country per the committee rankings on Tuesday night. We've talked a lot about the Nolan Smith injury on the defensive line for the Bulldogs. Are we making too big of a deal out of that? Like, how much are they going to miss him in this game against that offense?
You know, statistically, he's their best pass rusher. You know, and I just feel bad for Nolan. He decided to come back. He could have gone to the NFL last year. He wanted to create better draft stock for himself and be a leader on the football team. And when you heard that he got injured in the Florida game and you saw it, everybody was expecting him to maybe be out a week or two and certainly be a factor later on in the season. But then when you unfortunately hear that it's a torn pec, he's out for the season, he's going to have surgery. That's just a big bummer for him. What I'm hearing within the program is that he's still around. I think he had surgery yesterday, and he is even more of a vocal leader now, and he's getting guys to step up in his absence. So that could be an X factor, somebody who's going to step up this weekend in his absence to create pressure on Hendon Hooker, because that is step one to slowing down this Tennessee offensive attack.
What's the magic number, you think? I mean, can Tennessee get to 34 points? Can they get to 30 points?
If Georgia holds Tennessee under 30 points, they should win the game. There's no doubt. If Georgia turns the ball over like they did against Florida a week ago, they'll lose by 2 touchdowns. You cannot give this offense additional opportunities with the football. So, you know, conventional wisdom would tell you, if you look at the total of 66 and Georgia being an 8-point favorite, Georgia 37, Tennessee 28, you know, that would be a great outcome. I was talking to a Tennessee insider yesterday, and he said with this matchup, there's four outcomes that you really wouldn't be surprised by. You could see Georgia taking care of this game pretty handily. You could certainly see Tennessee running away with this game. You could see Tennessee winning a close one. You could see Georgia winning a close one. Like, this is the type of matchup that people dream about. And right now, it's the highest priced regular season college football ticket on record. So it's going to be a real, real good one for sure.
Yeah. And can anyone slow down and contain this offense? That's the other thing. And the good discussion about what's the magic number here against this great Georgia defense. But the 21-1 touchdown INT ratio with Hooker. But if Alabama couldn't do it, I know Georgia has a much better defense, but if you go for a 50 burger against Alabama, maybe you can get 34 on Georgia.
Yeah, and think about Alabama too. They scored 49 points in that game. They had 17 penalties called against them, which I think is even more impressive than what they were able to accomplish within the game. And then they missed the field goal to win the game at the end. Tennessee has two plays, kicks a field goal, and wins. So that was like the perfect storm for Tennessee. I'm still just not quite sold on Alabama. I mean, what's going to happen to them this weekend going into Death Valley at night against the top 10 ranked LSU team? Georgia should be more sound on the defensive side of the ball. I think you look at a guy like Kelee Ringo and say, hey, Kelee, this is where you can make your money and become a first-round NFL draft pick. They should put him up against Jalin Hyatt. Go shut him down. Cedric Tillman obviously coming back from injury for Tennessee, but Georgia's defensive secondary is going to have to step up, and the way they can look good is if the front seven affects Hendon Hooker, and that's been hard to do so far.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought up Hyatt. I want to run this by you, and maybe you think I'm crazy, because Hooker is now the favorite to win the Heisman. But if Tennessee wins this game, and it's through the air, what if Hyatt does the exact opposite of what you just said, and Ringo does not shut him down? What if Hyatt scores three? Maybe he's had 5 touchdowns in a game this year. What if he goes nuts? He has 15 touchdowns right now. Is it possible that we're looking at Devontae Smith all over again from 2 years ago?
Yeah, the statistical comparison would be even better than what Devontae Smith accomplished 2 years ago when he won the Heisman Trophy. You know, I don't necessarily agree with, or I don't think it's fair to Tennessee, the comparisons you're starting to hear about 2019 LSU. Jake Fromm, who played against that team in the SEC championship game in 2019, he agreed with me on our podcast earlier this week. He's like, you know, you're talking about a team, LSU, with 3 bona fide top 5 draft picks, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, who have all proven themselves to be stars in the NFL. I'm not sure if Tennessee's there quite yet. The comparison that I would be worried about is look at what happened to Georgia a year ago in the SEC championship game with Alabama. Alabama attacked them on the perimeter. They used quick game to get the ball out of Bryce Young's hands very, very fast, and they did not allow Georgia's front seven to make an impact in that football game. Will Josh Heupel approach this matchup the same? It cannot be understated how important it is that Georgia's playing this game at home. Tennessee ranks 123rd in the nation in penalties called against them, so the crowd could play a huge, huge factor early for sure.
Great call.
Yep.
Great
well
answer
done.
There.
Do you expect their A game? I mean, much like Oregon? Maybe they were bored during that stretch. I don't know. The Missouri game, it was too close for comfort, and they had a couple below-average performances in there. But to take out Oregon 49-3, and now they're sitting in the top 10, that's incredible.
Yeah, you know, South Carolina, they were up 48-0 with about 2 minutes left in the game, and South Carolina scored late. South Carolina was just in the top 25 last week before they lost to Missouri. What Georgia did to themselves is set the expectation of perfection for the first 3 weeks. So that was what everybody was holding them up against. And when you have a little bit of a sleeper against Kent State, and then everybody's talking about struggling against Missouri, that's where they're sitting there going, well, Georgia might not be that good. Here's what's being overlooked, though. Just simple fact. Georgia's offense, 6th in the nation in points per game, almost 42 points per game, 23rd in the nation in rushing yards per game, 8th in the nation in passing yards per game. And get this, 2nd in total offense to who? Tennessee. Georgia's offense is averaging 530 yards per game. That's a lot, guys. Yeah. So these two teams are in a really, really good position. When you look at Georgia's defense, only averaging 10 yards per game, they've been familiar in these types of big game atmospheres before. There's a reason why the smarter people out west think Georgia's an 8-point favorite.
Okay. How about Alabama and LSU? I think LSU 10 is way too high with the rankings, but Kelly's a great coach. We knew it would turn it around. 45 points in the last couple of games, but not that long ago, they played Tennessee and got housed at home.
Yeah, going back to a home field advantage, this game being in Death Valley at night is huge. And we talked about it this summer when we went over some SEC win totals. Brian Kelly has a huge chip on his shoulder wanting to prove that he can coach against the big guys in the SEC. This is one where he can really put a feather in his cap. Both of these teams are coming off a bye. Jaden Daniels is playing at a super high level. We all know that historically Alabama struggles against mobile quarterbacks. I think this line's too high. I would just take the home dog here in that spot. Alabama hasn't proven to anybody that they can go on the road and just shut somebody down. So I think that's going to be an awesome game to tune into right after that Georgia-Tennessee game wraps up. I would take the points with LSU.
Yeah. Sitting 13.5 right now. I wonder if that touches 14. I think if it touches 14, it's going to be there for like 4.5 seconds.
Yeah, they'll hammer it. Absolutely.
Yep. What do you think about Clemson and Notre Dame? Everybody seems to feel like the Tigers here are not laying enough points here, and they love them on the road against the Fighting Irish. Do you?
Yeah, I loved him earlier in the week, and just hearing public sentiment of everybody loving Clemson as well, it gives me a little bit of worry. But from a physicality standpoint, I think Clemson can shut down Notre Dame's run game, put the game in Drew Pine's hands, and I think that would easily tilt the advantage towards the Tigers. The quarterback situation, though, at Clemson is fascinating because for whatever reason, DJ is still being trusted by Dabo, but any sign that he's slowing down in a game, Dabo has no worries pulling him out and putting Caleb Klubnik in. So, you know, lay the 3.5 if that's where it's still at. I would just roll with Clemson again. They've been familiar in this spot, and they have to continue making statements to jockey for college football playoff positioning.
Yep, I love Clemson in this game. Only 90 seconds, I apologize. How well did you know Ray Guy?
Got to know Ray Guy very well. Really sad news to hear yesterday morning, you know, being involved with the Augusta Sports Council, having the opportunity to present the Ray Guy Award at the ESPN College Football Awards a number of years ago. Ray was a great guy, and he was a legend. He changed the game of punting as a first-round draft pick. Unbelievable, unbelievable guy, great family, and so saddened to hear of his passing. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Echo those sentiments as well. You can download, listen, subscribe to the Punt and Pass podcast with Drew Butler, and by the way, again, 27-13 in Circa Millions to this point. Do you have a best bet this week that you want to share or no?
You know, I think it'll be public, but how can you not like Bill Belichick over Sam Ehlinger? I like Bill Belichick over Frank Reich as well, and you guys just talked about it. That line will steam up before kickoff. It's at 5.5 in the contest, so I would lay that number with the Patriots.
All right, pal. Great spot as always. Thanks for the time. Good luck with this weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Go Dogs. I hope they win. Fade the trendy dog. Everybody will
That's
be on
true.
Tennessee.
Yeah. That's
take
true.
Take the Applebaum rule and fade the trendy dog.
Good luck.
Yep.
Keep it going.
Thanks, guys.
That was my one concern wanting to bet Tennessee this week is that you just knew everybody was going to make the case for the Volunteers. But so
this
I mean,
this was 13.5 a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
But also, you really have to adjust the Tennessee power rating.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's what they've done. We will get into some props for the weekend coming up next. Highest and lowest scoring teams and game of the weekend, and a weekly look at league leaders in rushing, receiving, passing yards as well. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online. Book your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Great house specials. They have you covered no matter the sport. Every week, great promotions. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance. Sunday football parlay insurance. The primetime game, so many props available in the World Series. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. At BetRivers, it's a whole new game.
Before we get to Adam Chernoff, I did want to point out, and thanks to Jake on Twitter for the reminder, yes, Austin Eckler did show up yesterday on the injury report, so that definitely needs to be monitored. Look, we're on early here. As my dad used to say, I don't know if I got to work today on foot or horseback. So good luck at this point sometimes during the morning. Adam Chernoff, guests on this show twice a week. He is great. His podcast is called The Simple Handicap. Good spot here on Fridays talking player props and some additional games that he likes. Let's begin with a prop that you like on a player that was moved on deadline day. What do you think TJ Hockenson does for the Vikings in week one here, Adam?
I'm really surprised that we were able to get a line on this so early in the week. This has been up since Wednesday, believe it or not. And a lot of the other guys that were traded don't have prices up because a lot of sportsbooks don't know how to price them within the teams that they were traded to. In this case, we have TJ Hockenson, who is widely available this morning. A number of different sportsbooks under 36.5 receiving yards. And this is a number that can probably come down even a little bit further as the week goes on. And there's some really good sort of subjective news to support this and why it would go under. And the simple reason is when guys get moved on offense, especially when it is a earlier midweek move like this was on Tuesday, it's really difficult to get acclimated within the offense very, very quickly. And that's exactly what we are going to see here. The Vikings had an injury to Irv Smith, which drove the reason behind making this move. But this week, between O'Connell and Phillips, who is the offensive coordinator, there were two different mentions where it's going to take time for Hockenson to get acclimated within this offense. There might be a package or two drawn up for him specifically, but other than that, this is going to be something that is over the next couple of weeks, getting him worked into the offense and getting him comfortable. And so when you consider who he is going to be sharing all his potential routes with, it's a road game at Washington where the total is very, very short at 43.5. It's a spot where I think it's not quite this week opening up for Hockenson. That will come next week or the week after. Happy to take his under here at 36.5 receiving yards.
All right. How about some quarterback props? Let's start with Rodgers first.
This one's really easy, and it's a reflection of the NFL prop market and how this season, last season too, with so many other people involved in it, so many different services willing to release props very early in the week are starting to shape it really early before it's really posted at a lot of the bigger sports books. But this morning, we're seeing this widely available. It is at 260.5, and it's come up about 9.5 yards since the widely available open. It's a very smart move on the over as a correction, because Rodgers has been a QB that has been closing in the high 240s and 250s for the majority of the games this season, especially in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Where I don't agree with that, seeing this still within 9 yards of what he closed at a week ago against Buffalo, is now going on the road to Detroit. We see a much higher total at 49.5. But furthermore, this is Rodgers against the worst passing defense in the NFL by a wide margin. They don't generate pressure. Their coverage issues in the back end are horrendous every single drive. It's just a Lions defense that I've been playing against all season long. And what is also going to make a big difference is Alan Lazard has practiced both days this week. He's been a very important receiver while the Packers continue to try to figure everything out on offense. Christian Watson has been full pads and helmet both days of practice too, dealing with the concussion. So there's more pieces coming back for the Packers on offense this week to help Rodgers. Combine that with the bad defense and a line that I don't think is fully adjusted up as far as it can go, should push towards 270, but I will take Rodgers this morning over 260.5 for the pass yards.
All right, good breakdown. Now, I don't know what's going on in Calgary. Maybe some bad weather and you're not feeling well, you're not feeling right. What do you, there was an interesting comment from LaFleur, but I am surprised you're on a Zach Wilson over. Take it away.
Oh boy, you're right about the weather. It is ugly. it's got people thinking a lot of things, but this is one that I think is really based off of what we're hearing from coaches and coordinators. So Mike LaFleur came out this week, who's the offensive coordinator for the Jets, and he took ownership for all of the mistakes and issues that the offense has had specifically in the passing game. So he kind of deflected everything away from Zach Wilson. The thing about Zach Wilson is, he always tries to do way more than he needs to. He tries to extend plays. His decision-making when he does so and gets outside of the pocket is as bad as any quarterback in the entire league. It is horrendous. He makes so many mistakes, it's hard to get my head around. Mike LaFleur is an incredibly structured offensive coordinator. And the reason that we saw Joe Flacco have success earlier in the year is because Flacco doesn't try to do anything. He's the opposite of Zach Wilson. He just does whatever the offensive coordinator tells him, and that's it. Mike LaFleur this week was implying that he is taking the blame and really trying to force the direction where Zach Wilson is going to be playing within the confines of this offense and getting rid of the ball much quicker. And when Zach Wilson gets rid of the ball very quickly, he's actually in a very effective passer. And what we saw the Packers do against the Buffalo Bills was a lot of quick passes, a lot of screen passes. This has worked against Buffalo and could very well work again when you consider the fact that Buffalo is not going to have White back again this week. There was some optimism about that. It's not happening. Jordan Poyer, another name, the defensive backfield, he's hurt, trending unlikely to play. And there's also injuries at the linebacker position for the Bills with Milano less than 100%. And other guys banged up too. The Jets are a huge underdog at 11 points, so they're going to be passing. But all that together, where Wilson's going to be forced to do what LaFleur wants within this offense, I think is going to result in a lot of quick and short passes, easy completions. 19.5 is lower than his average closing total this year. So I'll play Wilson in a favorable passing spot, hoping that he makes few enough mistakes he doesn't get the bench early. Okay. But I like his completions over 19.5.
Follow the money. Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest. Follow him on Twitter. NFL expert, Simple Handicap Podcast, Right Angle Sports. 2 games left. We touched on this Tuesday. You were concerned about the weather. What do you want to do with the Bears and Dolphins now?
Going on over 45.5 this morning. We talked about it, you're right, on Tuesday. The big thing was the weather. And something that people should really start to think about now that we're into November, and we're going to get a lot of inclement weather in a lot of games, especially in the northeastern part of the country, is the wind is the biggest factor to totals. And the key cutoff is 20 miles per hour. When you look over the last 15 years of NFL games, if wind is sustained during a game at 20 miles per hour or greater, those games close with an average total of 39.5. And the realized points in those games is at 38. So that 20-mile-per-hour cutoff is when teams really decline throwing the football. This game initially on Monday and Tuesday morning had 20-mile-per-hour winds forecasted. There was also rain in the forecast, which is bad news for Soldier Field. In the time since, all of that has moved earlier. That's going to be the case in Chicago on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. Sunday is going to be sunny. The wind continues to get less and less each day of the forecast this week. Right now, it's going to be in the mid-teens for wind speed. So that bodes well. It's a Dolphins offense that's one of the best in the league, facing a Bears defense that's lost two key pieces, two key leadership roles. They have injuries in the secondary. The Bears offense continues to get better week by week as Field is allowed to do more. And matches against this Dolphins defense haven't been able to stop many QBs this entire season. So these are two over teams in a game where the weather's not that bad. 45.5 is a good over.
There's my bad signal. Good. There I was go. Waiting to hear it. Okay.
Very good.
We're up against it here, but you also like the Saints on Monday night?
Injuries. Ooh.
Tons of injuries for the Ravens, but also a weird scheduling spot. Baltimore plays one game after this in the next 18 days. They have two games in a 22-day stretch. This, to me, is the Ravens now making trades, trying to get healthy in this spot on Monday Night Football where they're just getting out of New Orleans without any issues. Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, Gus Edwards, all those guys are banged up and hurt. This number is going to keep trending down towards the pick'em as the Saints take money. Landry's back for the Saints. This is a tough spot for the Ravens, but a scheduling spot where they're just trying to get out of this. It's been the vibe all week from the press conferences. I think we see the Saints as an underdog here take a lot of money. So I'll take New Orleans plus 2.5 in this spot.
All right, pal. You're the best. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games and chat Tuesday.
Be good.
You got
there
it.
You go.
Thank
Adam
you.
Chernoff.
Jesus. Bateman out. Thomas out
it's
for
a
the
lot.
Year. I mean, man.
Yep. Up next, tease up, tease down, or pass, and a look at Moneyline parlay options, plus best survivor plays, and the Matrix here at Circa, which is going to blow your mind.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
There's something every night. NBA, hockey, Maction, World Series, fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online, book your home for the lines, odds, and boost. Join them every week for great house specials and new promotions. The Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, the Friday night football college football special, and Sunday football parlay insurance is more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Professional sports bettor Chuck Edel joins us now, doing a great job among the leaders in the Friday football invitational here on VSiN and from Circa. Great article in the Chicago Sun-Times. Oh, I enjoyed reading that about your life and being a Chicago guy and how you got into betting and how you still talk to those guys where you said early on it was just whatever they're on, I'm going the opposite.
I still talk to one of them, actually. But yeah, we used to call his last name started with a G, so we used to call him G Play. You know, all the he was all the obvious play. You know, he's kind of the guy who used to go with all the obvious plays. And when there's three guys who all bet the same thing, I bet the opposite. I'm not joking. I hit about 75%.
Wow. Okay.
This is way back in the day. You know, before internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's something. And you love the Chicago Sun-Times as well and grew up a Chicago kid. So speaking of that, Chicago, and we got the Midwest here with weather, and a ton of totals have moved there, and you're on one of them. Ohio State Northwestern opened 62.5. It's now 55.5.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't stick with the game, but this is one I'm going to stick with. But there is bad weather, so if you get involved with anything in the Midwest, you definitely want to check the weather. Some real bad weather. In this Northwestern game, which is played in Evanston, Illinois. You know, some light rain, but the wind is the main thing. 30 mile per hour consistent winds, gusts over 45 to 50, and obviously that will affect the passing game. And you know, Northwestern is a team who doesn't score already. They're averaging 17.9 points a game. But if you look at Northwestern against decent defenses, they put up 7 for the game against Penn State, 7 versus Wisconsin, 13 versus Iowa. You know, they average only rushing 3.09 yards per carry. They're going to have to run in this game. It's going to be tough to pass. The rush defense for Northwestern is much better than their pass defense. They've been getting ripped up against the pass defensively. And so, again, the wind should help as far as their defense a little bit. Now, Ohio State's a monster offense, and, you know, I'm going to have to count on a few things here. But on defense, this Ohio State team only giving up 16.9 points a game, 2.92 yards per play versus the rush. So Northwestern have really trouble moving the ball in this Ohio State team. So, you know, a few things I'm counting on here with Ohio State. Obviously, number one, is the weather to slow them down with the wind. They're going to run the ball, which they do well, but they're going to have to run the ball a lot, I believe, in this game. I don't think they're going to keep their foot on the pedal here, because I don't think Northwestern is going to score much to cause them to keep the foot on the gas pedal. So I'm counting on that also. And this, in Ohio State's coming off the big win versus Penn State last week. That was one of their biggest games of the year. You know, they could be a little flat for this game coming into the Northwestern game. So no, Ohio State's going to get theirs. I'm counting on Northwestern not getting too many and going under the 55.5 here.
All right, Chuck, take us through this La Tech matchup with Middle Tennessee State, where it appears like the game, the total opened around 67.5 and down to 63. How do you want to approach betting this game with the total?
Yeah, there's a few totals that I've taken over that moved opposite of me. And the thing here is I do believe Louisiana Tech quarterback Parker McNeil has been banged up. He got injured a few weeks back, I believe it was the Rice game, and did not play last week. Well, last week he actually was dressed for the game, but they decided to hold him out. He is practicing this week, I'm told, and I expect him to go. So I think I'm getting a little bargain on the price here. Last week in the game he didn't play, that Louisiana Tech team lost 42-34 to Florida International. So even the backup scored some points. But this Louisiana Tech team offensively has been very good when Parker's played. They average 31.6 points a game. They're 25th in the country passing yards. They move the ball well on the offense. Their problem is the weakness has been on defense. They're giving up 39.6 points a game, 6.51 yards per play. That's the 130th in the country. There's only 131 teams. That tells you something there. The game of last week, as I mentioned, they gave up 42 points to Florida International. This is a team who's been averaging 14.8 in Division One. They scored 42 in that game. The least amount of points this Louisiana Tech team has given up all season is 31 to UTEP. And UTEP, not normally a high-powered offense. Their last three games, 47 in North Texas, 42 to Rice, and then the 42 to Florida National. Middle Tennessee is underachieved this year a little bit. They've been up and down a little bit. They had a big game against Miami of Florida. We know about that one. They've gone up and down. They should get healthy in this game. They do play fast. They're averaging over 27 points a game. They are 51st in the country passing the ball, and that should be able to improve versus Louisiana Tech defense. Middle Tennessee's defense on the other side is not that good. They're giving up over 29 points a game. They're 113th versus the pass, which plays right into Louisiana Tech's strength. And I fist the highest flying score game in this one.
All right. Follow the money. Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Chuck Edel, our guest at Chuck Edel, E-D-E-L on Twitter. Ohio State under, Louisiana Tech over. One more total, UCF, Memphis. What do you want to do here?
Another situation where the total has come down. I think I have some value on that number here. The reason it's dropped from 61 to 58.5 in this game is because the last game versus Cincinnati, Central Florida, John Plumlee, their quarterback for Central Florida, got knocked out with a concussion and is questionable for this game. The thing here, though, is it's not really a big drop-off. Central Florida backup quarterback Mikey Keene is like I said, is pretty equal here. In fact, there's rumors that have it that most of the guys in the locker room want Mikey Keene to be the quarterback. He came in last week after the concussion of Plumlee against Cincinnati, and he led them on a nice comeback to win that game. He was 15 for 21, 176 yards, And against a good Cincinnati defense, Central Florida that game had 505 yards for the season. They're averaging 76 plays a game. They like to play fast, 35.8 points, 6.4 yards per play offensively. That's good enough for 18th in the country. The defense for Central Florida has been good against the run this season, but they've been vulnerable versus the pass, and that's what this Memphis team likes to do. They're averaging 34.6 points a game. They're 31st in the country, but they are 27th in the country for passing yards. And again, another situation like the last game we talked about, their problem has been defense, where they give up over 31 points a game. That's 104th in the country. They're coming off a bye, Memphis, from the last week, so they had some injuries on offense before the bye. They're healthy this week. But their last game, even their last game when they played against Tulane, who was one of the better defenses in the country, especially in that conference. They put up 415 yards of offense. They were banged up that game. They still put up 415 yards. I expect them to be able to move the ball on Central Florida, and I'm not nervous about the quarterback situation, and I think I got a little bargain on the number.
Very cool. Chuck, best of luck with those bets and tonight in the Friday Invitational as well. Last thing here, you are a Chicago guy. We've talked about, you know, food and stuff with you in the past. Paulie said last segment that he likes his Nathan's hot dogs plain, nothing on it. Are you the same way?
No, give me the whole, everything. I go everything. Now a Chicago hot dog is mustard, relish, tomatoes, onions, celery salt, and a few, you know, sport peppers, which are a little hot, not super spicy, in a steamed bun. And if you ask for ketchup, they won't give it to you. They give you a couple packets. You got to put it on yourself.
Yeah. And that's what we got at Portillo's, and it was an A+.
Oh, yeah. The peppers and the tomatoes, absolutely, for sure.
Yep.
All right, pal. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
No, you come on. You can't eat it plain. You're a lunatic.
Check out that article, too, in the Chicago Sun-Times.
Very well done.
It was a great read of write up on Chuck's life and being a pro sports bettor. Some of the movement with the weather in the Midwest, 62.5 down to 55.5 Ohio State. Kentucky, Missouri, 46.5 down to 40.5. Michigan State, Illinois, 46.5 down to 40.5. Navy, Cincinnati, 49.5 down to 44.5. Clemson, Notre Dame, 47.5 down to 44.
Mm-hmm.
So, movement. Movement.
Yep. Okay, so getting tweets from last night's game. We're on Twitter, at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. This is from Mike asking us about the Philly schedule. Well, look, we all know the Eagles. We all know the Eagles have an easy schedule.
Yeah.
As he points out, they beat the 1-6 Lions by 3.
Well, who cares?
I'm just going to run this down by you. Beat Kirk Cousins in prime time.
Yeah.
Beat the Commanders. Beat Trevor Lawrence. Beat the Cardinals without Hopkins. Beat Cooper Rush. Beat the Steelers. They're a bottom 3 team and struggled versus the 1-6 Texans. So that's a very easy schedule. You all know this.
Right. Well, we thought they'd win 15, 14 games.
You've been saying it all year long.
Yeah, they're going to get the one seed.
Thought the one seed was a possibility.
I think undefeated's in play. It's 14-1 here. They're better than the Cowboys. I got news for you.
They have there's a lot to like with the team. I get the soft schedule, but they have, they're going for it. They made a lot of really good moves. They're paying off. Not screwing around.
They're not the Bills. I know. We're not making them out to be the best team in the league.
No, I'm not telling you the highest power rated team.
They're a lot of fun. I think they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs, and having the one seed's going to help. Yeah, San Francisco will give them fits. Will San Francisco be there? I don't know.
Up next, a busy slate to run down with our in-pocket plays coming up here. And Follow the Money, it's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.